Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Uplifting Communities Talk Show. I'm Bren. I'm your host today, and we will be discussing, our discussion will be surviving cancer. If you would like to join into the discussion, just press 1 on your phone, and then someone will usher you in. But let's get this conversation started. So, I have had breast cancer. I'm a survivor. I was diagnosed in 2007. If you don't know what cancer is abnormal cells that divide uncontrollably and destroy the body's tissue. When my cancer was discovered, it was a mass. It wasn't a lump, and it wasn't a cyst. So at that time, they did what is called aspiration, where they actually stick a needle and remove samples. And at that point, it was diagnosed as cancer. They went ahead and then scheduled me for a lumpectomy, which is where they took out as much as they could of the mass that they could see. Well, that was 2007. 2009, after several mammograms, the mass began to return. And at that time, they concluded that if there was no, there's a certain amount of tissue that they want to leave behind when they take the lumpectomy out. And I was already within that limitation. There wasn't much more they could take out. So I had to prepare myself for a full mastectomy. And that's exactly what they had to do. My doctor said, if I go in and there's no room, how would you feel about that? And I wanted to live. And so I gave her permission to take the breast, and that's exactly what happened to me. If anybody in the audience has the same experience that I've had, I would be more than happy for us to have a discussion. Just press 1, and you can come online and speak with me. No callers.
Yes, I'm a male, and my name is John. And about a year ago, I went to the doctor, and they told me that my PSA was up, was kind of high, so they wanted me to take a biopsy. So I went on and did the biopsy, and then all of a sudden, they told me I had cancer. So I did the radiation. They told me I had to do radiation for 28 days. I did that. Now I'm okay. I did that. Now I'm in the program. It's a real good program. It's called Triumph. And the reason why I came on this show with Bren is because there's so many people in our community, you know, that's suffering, you know, from cancer, from prostate cancer, from breast cancer, from lung cancer, from a lot of cancers, you know. It's so many people. And we don't have enough support in our community for people that have cancer, you know. And there's so many myths, you know, out there. Well, you know, you got cancer, you're going to die. No. Let me tell you something. It's people living all the time. People live really good lives, you know, that had cancer. You know, it's people live been fighting cancer for 20 years. You know, they go in and out. They have cancer, and then all of a sudden it's gone. you know. But you guys, you know, I've been promoting this. You know, this is a very important show, and it's got a lot of programs out here just in case if you have cancer, you know, that you can attend. But you know, the most devastating part of the whole thing is your family. Your family. Your family, man, they take it hard when you've been, they find out mom's got cancer or pop got cancer. You know, it's like they got cancer. You know, because the old mentality says that, you know, if you get cancer, well, then, you know, more likely than not, you're not going to live for a long time. But that's not true.
True. Yeah,
so what you think about that, Brent?
Just take care of yourself. The doctors ask you to come in and check yourself out for cancer or anything. Keep your appointments. Stay on top of your health. It's so important. So important. Cancer is one of those things that scares people when they hear the word, but you can survive it. And it's not as, it's devastating, but it is not a life, end of life sentence. You can totally get past it and live a good and full life. Don't you agree, John?
Yes, I agree. I agree with you 100%. Because you was diagnosed with cancer or have cancer or didn't beat cancer, it don't mean as though you can't live a good life. It don't mean as though you can't live a normal life. It's people been, like I said earlier, it's been people been having cancer for a long time. And these days with modern technology and stuff like that, man, they're doing some amazing work. Them doctors, I don't know where they get that from, but my doctor, I take my hat off to him. Because that doctor, you know, he knew what he was doing. They say 28 days, and after 28 days, I didn't have no more cancer.
But it's so important that you're comfortable with the doctor that you have and you have faith in that doctor. If you have reservations, then I would suggest you continue to look for a doctor that gives you confidence in their ability to care for you, because it's not a walk in the park, and you want someone confident. You want someone that you feel very comfortable with, that you feel that they're well qualified to do what needs to be done. Once your doctor, your primary care doctor, tells you the results, then you have to go and see an oncology doctor, and it goes into a whole different arena. That is where you really want to know that you're going to be comfortable with that doctor, because that's the one that's going to lead you and find a surgeon for you.
You know, I agree with you. I agree, you know. Sometime, you know, you can get a doctor that you guys might not be in sequence with each other, you know. So it's good to get a doctor that understands, because, you know, like, not only just, you know, you having cancer, but this, you know, when a person find out they have cancer, well, this can cause a lot of mental stress. You guys, I mean, people just don't understand the mental stress that a person go to, that the person that got the cancer and the family and they love, you know, that they go through, you know, not knowing if they're going to survive this cancer, not knowing that they're going to beat it. There's a lot goes on.
Positive thinking is a very important aspect to the whole process. Not letting the word cancer take you to a place where you're just stressed out and depressed. It's very important to stay upbeat and continue to live your life day in and day out. The procedures as far as the radiation, it's not anything to be afraid of. It's, you know, you just go in and it's just as though you're getting a scan, a CT scan. It's no different than that. You're in the, what they call it, like a tube jar?
Mm-hmm. It's like a tube. You go in, and then it's only like about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes, and that's it. And then you finish for the day. You know, the thing is that you got to make sure that you make all your appointments, you know, to do it, you know, because that radiation will help you out, you know. And if you see yourself having problems and stuff like that, make sure you let your doctor know. But 9 times out of 10, if you got a good doctor, and if you in halfway decent health, you're going to make it. Okay, and keep it positive. Just all you have to do is keep it positive. Go every day, keep it positive. And another thing that's very, very, very important, you know, if you have cancer or if you've been diagnosed with cancer or whatever, start eating right. Okay, put some wholesome food in your body. You have to do that. Drink plenty of fluids, good water. Good juices, you know. Take talk to your doctor and see if it's okay for you to take vitamins. See a dietitian. You know, you have to do that. That's what I did, and I'm okay.
Well, both John and myself, we both were diagnosed early, and that's why going and getting your checkups is so important. You know, after my radiation was done and they told me that I had like less than a 1% chance of recurring. Everyone doesn't catch it so early, but it's just an uncomfortable situation where you have to go in and get your mammogram or your PSA prostate checked, but it can save your life. It can save you a lot of stress just by going in and having yourself checked out. A lot of people don't want to go and have the prostate checked. A lot of women don't go for the mammograms. They don't feel the importance, but they're very important because, as I said, they caught mine very early, and it hadn't even formed a lump or a cyst. We're the fortunate ones.
That's right, you know, and another thing, since I came down with this prostate cancer, well, one thing that I've been doing, I noticed, I've been talking to a lot of young men, you know, and letting them know, men that's in their 30s on up, I've been talking to them and have them, you know, telling them, hey, tell your doctor when you go to do your physical, tell your doctor you want to check your PSA out. Make sure, you know, from 30, you know, they say from 40 on up, 50 on up, but I say 30 on up. You know, get a jump on it. Make sure you're okay. And if your PSA is a 5, you start make sure that you keep an eye on that and start getting biopsies. And then the reason for that is because that's when mine started, at a 5, and then it went up to a 16. Okay? And now if I would have went on and did it at that 16, I mean, when it was a 5, they probably would have just gave me a pill or something to bring it down. But, you know, you can't bring it, you know, you got to go to the doctor. You got to make sure it's okay. And I'm going to let all African-American males know. I'm not saying all of us don't go to the doctor, but the majority of your African-American males, to be honest with you, they comes down with prostate cancer, and the reason for that is because they don't go to the doctor for their prostate. And when a lot of them catch it, that's the end of it. Then, to be honest with you, that cancer normally eat them up, and that's real. I'm giving it to tell you real. So go to the doctor. I'm not trying to scare you, but you got to go to the doctor. Okay. Back to you, Brent.
Hi, do we have any callers that wish to speak? If you do, press 1. You're listening to Uplifting Communities Talk Show with Bren Bren, and the discussion is surviving cancer. Well, there's no questions at this time. I would like to... Oh, excuse me. I'm confused. Okay. So, oh, also, I wanted to say that they always used to say that if your mom or your aunt or someone had breast cancer, that you definitely needed to go and have it checked out. But no one in my family had ever had breast cancer. So that is something that they say, but don't bank on it. And you have to be proactive, and you have to request tests that they may not offer to you, because I have had breast cancer, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. It's important for my nieces and nephews, my daughter, to be in the doctor's office discussing this with them and letting them know that they want to be tested and have a mammogram just to feel on the safe side. I was also told that there's no pain involved with the cancer. My breast, I had shooting pains a lot in my breast. I could never understand it. It was just the weirdest thing. And then I tell the doctor, and they would say, cancer won't hurt. It doesn't hurt like that. But because I felt that, and then it turned out that I did develop breast cancer, I say, again, you know, be your own best advocate and let these doctors know what you want. Tell them what you want. Sometimes asking doesn't get you what you want as far as working with doctors and in the medical arena. They won't. I don't know what it is. They don't want to refer you for your MRIs, and you're paying for that, you know. You're paying for your medical coverage. You should be able to have these tests that give you some peace of mind. So, again, be your own best advocate. Speak to those doctors just like you speak into your friend. Don't be intimidated by them. Don't be afraid to speak for yourself when you step into the doctor's office.
And, you know, I want to tell you, I want to say to the males out there, you know, the same thing, you know. In your community, go to your health. If you don't have a doctor or if you don't have insurance for you to go to a doctor, go to your community clinic. Take those tests. There's a blood test. That's all you have to do. They're going to draw some blood and tell them you want to check your PSA. The same thing with the ladies. You know, go to your clinic if you don't have insurance. One thing I do know in the United States is that, you know, we talk about health care issues. We talk about Obamacare. We talk about certain things. But you know one thing, though? One thing that they're not going to do, if you're sick, they're not going to turn you down. If you go up there and tell them that you think that there's a problem, you go to the clinic and think that there's a problem, you need to take a test, they're not going to turn you down, really, on a for real side, okay? And if they do, file a complaint with the EEOC, that's your Equal Opportunity Commissioner, okay? You can, they're going to take care of you, all right? A lot of people might say, no, they ain't going to do that, they ain't going to do this, they're going to deny you, but that's not true, I'm telling y'all, okay? And if they don't, you get in contact with Uplifting Communities Talk Show, ask for John L. Brown, and I'll take you up there myself. And I guarantee you I will bring results. Okay, we definitely got to start taking care of ourselves and you know, start setting examples for our young ladies and our young men to have them go and take care of themselves. Okay? And, man, this is very heartbreaking, you know. It's a tough show. It's something tough to talk about. And there's a lot of people, I figured, wasn't gonna press one. You know, a lot of people wasn't going to press one, you know. but it's so many people. Oh, there's someone want to say something. Okay, I'm going to let this person in. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Diana Madoshi, and I'm calling from Rockland.
And hello,
Diana.
Hi. I want to thank you for sharing your story. More people need to share the story, and because it's very helpful by sharing these stories and telling and encouraging people to get in to get the health care that they need, to get the health care that they deserve. This is so important. And so I thank you for sharing the stories. And I also want to add, and I got in late, so you might have mentioned it, another place you can go to, although they say Planned Parenthood, it's not more than, it's more than just for Planned Parenthood in California does more than just reproductive care. They have done breast screening. And you do find people that are sympathetic, empathetic healthcare professionals. So that is a backup, too, that you can go to if you don't have any health insurance. Again, thank you so much for having this well-needed program. There is no shame. There's no shame for needing help, and you can get help. So I encourage all men and women to stand up and get the help that they can, that they need and deserve. Thank you for your program today.
Well, Diana, thank you for calling in. We so appreciate your input.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, that's what we have to do. We have to widen our circle of knowledge and support each other. Black Health Matters.
Right. And, you know, there's so many people, you know, that don't, that you know, is not going, they don't want, they can't talk about it. Because that's a very, very touchy subject. You know, you can imagine you walk into your doctor's office for 5 years, and then you okay when you walk out, and then one day you walk in your doctor's office, and you walk out, before you walk out, they tell you that you got cancer. It's like part of your world is taken away.
Yeah. Yeah. You but know, that's just the beginning. Never give up hope.
That's
never
right.
give up hope.
That's right.
Thank you.
It's
Bye-bye.
Important to stay positive. Thank you, Diana. Okay. That was Diana from Rockland, California. We appreciate her calling in. Is there any other callers that would like to speak? Just press the one, and we'll let you on.
Yeah, I see quite a few people listening in over on the Blog Talk internet, on the radio internet, and which is cool. But we not connected with the radio internet, so I don't know what. If they're asking questions or not, but that's okay. You know, if you guys want to call in, I'm going to give you the phone number. We only got like 6 minutes left on the show, and I'm going to give you the phone number to call in. That's 516-531-9993. Again, that's 516-531-9993. So if you guys want to call in and get heard, or have any type of experience with cancer, please call in, and we would love to hear from you. Okay, with that said, we only got 5 minutes left on the show, so nobody haven't called in. I guess everybody's on the internet. That's the new thing now. So I'm going to ask Ms. Brent if she can go ahead on and give us a final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Yes, this is something that I was encouraged to do years ago when I was diagnosed, and I was too timid to find a platform where I could talk about that subject. So, thank you. Thank you for letting me have this time on your show, John. Thank you. Just take care of yourselves. You only have one life. We're not promised any days. We just do the best we can and stay positive and take care of the loved ones that you have near you. Take care of yourself. So important. Jesus, thank you for this day. That's what I say every day. I don't, just don't know. Nobody's promised tomorrow. But I'm here. I'm a survivor. Thank you, Jesus.
So amen. 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 That's right. Shucks. We are survivors.
It's very emotional.
Yes, indeed. That is so encouraging. Thank you, Bren, for coming on. I extend this platform for you.
Thank
on Wednesdays. You know, you can come on and talk. I mean, you know, let's get quite a few people just to come in and listen in and listen to some of the great testimony. I want to thank the lady from Rockland.
Rockland, Diana.
Diana, yeah, from Rockland. I want to thank her for calling in, you know, and if anybody want to say anything, we got 3 minutes left. If you just want to say something, just say it. I mean, just press one and I'll let you in, you know. And normally we, you know, I'm starting the thing with Uplifting Communities Talk Show to where, though, when you call in and at the end, we always close out with a prayer. Because I think that's so important, you know, to bless our community to with a prayer, to uplift our community with a prayer, you know. I'm gonna go ahead on it. Well, we got one person want to say something, so I'm gonna let them in. You know, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Jansen Brooks, and I'm calling from Elk Grove, California.
Hey, Mr. Jansen, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Let everybody know that cancer is not a death sentence. Stay positive. If you've had it, people living longer and longer. So just keep the faith. I've had two cases of it, and I feel better than ever now.
Amen.
Amen.
For calling in, Mr. Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So just. Stay safe through this coronavirus, though, because that might get you quicker than the cancer.
Yeah,
hey,
I got a sister. She lives in Hercules, and she don't even go outside without a mask. Yeah, she don't go in the garage without a mask. She don't do nothing but I didn't ask for. You go to her house, you can't go in. She's not gonna let you in. You gonna talk to her the door. But I love it. That's my sister, man. You know, well, anyway, we only got 1 minute left, everybody. I'm gonna close it out with a prayer. And that's it. Lord, I want to thank you for this great opportunity of surviving cancer with Bren. We had a really nice show. I want to thank Mr. Brooks for calling in. I want to thank Ms. Diana for calling in. I want to thank people that's listening in on a computer, on social media, on Blog Talk, on a radio station. I just want to thank people. I just want to thank God, man. I just want to thank him and thank him and thank him and thank him till I can't thank him no more, you know. So with that said, you know, God bless everybody. And back to you, Bren, close us out.
Well, thank you, John, for that prayer. Thank you for coming, all of you calling in to listen to us. This has been an emotional discussion, and I look forward to having more discussions in the future. I really do. We're going to talk about a lot of things.
All right. Good night.
Good night.